This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
Ever feel like you're sharing a bed with a villain from the dark side? Well, it's time to experience the difference. Introducing the OSA, Oral Sleep Appliance. Sleep apnea is a potentially life-threatening sleep disorder characterized by repeated pauses in breathing during sleep. Up until now, sleep apnea has been treated with a machine that leaks, is claustrophobic, noisy, constricting, cumbersome, disruptive, and only treats the symptoms of sleep apnea. The OSA is portable, quiet, easy to wear, easy to care for, and most of all, treats the issue of sleep apnea. Step into the light side today and visit thesleepdifference.com or call 609-400-4556 for more information on this revolutionary solution to sleep apnea. Hashtag sleep more, do more.
I'm Ayana Iman, and I'm the host of Authentic Combos. I am hosting the next installation, Breaking Up with Broke, a conversation on Black and Brown Wealth, on Saturday, November 9th at the Grounds for Sculpture. I hope to see you there. Tickets can be purchased at breakingupwithbroke.eventbrite.com.
What's up, everyone? I'm Von Leek, host of the Stay Woke podcast, the latest and greatest podcast featuring games, reviews, debates, and interviews. Tune in every week as my guests and I discuss different social issues, as well as what's going on in pop culture, music, and tons more. So, subscribe now. And until then, always remember to stay woke.
Hi, my name is Oji Aguluwe, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves podcast.
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
We're at it again.
I know.
A little Trenton Waves for you.
I know.
Well, not really for you, but for podcast.
For everybody.
Yeah, podcast. We're sitting here with someone who is both extremely valuable and extremely annoying. In my opinion. This is my humble opinion.
Something else. I thought you were going to say extremely valuable and extremely not valuable.
So accurate.
Yeah, extremely valuable and then not.
Right? No. But then, don't say that.
Here's what happens with Erin Fryer. She is really good at what she does. But then there are times when she's like, oh my God, she's like, I think I could do this without
because Erin. She's good at what she does, yeah, that she annoys you because she's very organized and pulls things together, and that annoys you sometimes.
It annoys me.
But you like it when you need it.
I like it when I need it. I'm not going to lie about that.
That's what they all say.
Excuse me. Anyway, that's what they all say. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to introduce Erin, but listen, podcastie, hold on to your seats because she's like a little firecracker. Not really, actually.
I think so. It's so insulting.
We shall see.
I'm just saying what it is.
No, you're not saying what it is. You're saying your opinion, which is not what it is. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcastie of all ages, we have with us today, welcome, Ms. Erin Fryer. Oh. Lately, the crowd has really loved the guests.
I know. The crowd.
I know.
They're so quiet when we're recording.
But later on, they really open up.
The Hello, studio Erin. Audience.
How are you, Erin?
Oh, I'm super.
Explain your last name.
Explain it?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Explain your last name.
Rock. It means rock. Oh, Sasso
well,
means rock.
Shoot. Well.
So what does Fryer mean?
Actually, my great-grandfather was an orphan at a church of friars.
Are you making this up?
No, it's a true story. Crap. We actually don't know our family history on my dad's side because my great-grandfather was an orphan, and they gave him and a bunch of other people at this orphanage the same last name.
Oh, wow.
Because they were friars, so they called them Fryer. So that's the extent
that's
of
so
my
cool.
You have this whole history of it.
That is a very cool story.
Yeah, but I asked her, it's almost like I caught her off guard, and now she opens up with all
this history. Oh, because you expecting some kind of flippant little answer, and then she had this deep...
See what I mean? Annoying. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I don't see that as annoying. I see that as fascinating.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just so the way should... I did it is annoying.
People no, don't even know. Like, they're going to say, who's Erin Fryer?
I actually think you should do an ancestry thing. Have you done that
yet? I mean, that would be cool. I'm a little freaked out by those things, though. You know, it's like,
why?
Where does that data end up?
Oh, don't
you
worry.
Who cares?
Spit on an envelope, just... you mail it out, they mail you back something about yourself.
I guess, you know, like,
where does it end up? What do you think? Someone's
going to
have a baby with that DNA stuff?
No. I don't mean the literal DNA. I don't mean my spit. I mean, like, you know, like the data that they pull from it.
But
no kidding. Yeah, you would think I'm worried that where is your spit going to end up?
Well, technically, if you have a cheek cell in there, which is where they're drawing the DNA from,
yeah.
You could pull the DNA and you can clone somebody.
Oh, God help us.
I mean, technically.
They're going to make another Erin.
That is
an
that
army.
Is
what,
awesome,
you know what? Don't do it.
Awesome and terrifying.
An army of Erins.
Oh, good Lord.
A bunch of ankle biters.
They take over.
A bunch of ankle biters. Wait a second. What are you talking about? A bunch of ankle biters.
Because I'm 5 feet tall. I'm
get
really
it?
Short.
How did
know?
I get
Stop
that right
table,
away?
Will you?
How did I get that right away?
I don't know.
And you missed it.
I don't know why I missed that. Anyway, so here's the thing with Erin. Erin is... the person that makes everything happen, but no one knows who she is because she's always behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who orders the wine. She's the one who gets the cheese. She's the one who sweeps up after people, right?
And organizes
and
the schedule. Does the marketing.
My
and
schedule.
Does the social media.
She organizes my schedule for New Pod City, which I'm very, very thankful about. So thank you. And but here's the
You're
other thing. She's going to be leaving soon. She's going to school to learn how to write. This is something you learn in academic and like...
It's pretty far off. It's like a year from now.
Oh, I so you have time to change your mind.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Offer her a really big salary.
I can't do that. I already offered her.
We can talk.
Oh, can we? Oh, now you're changing your tune.
There's a number. There's a number.
There is a number. There's always
bought.
A number.
Well, everybody's got a number.
Do you? What's your number?
Well, I mean, I don't have to think
she
about
She can't
that.
Tell you because that's her negotiating
but,
point.
Smart
but,
wife
but
you've got.
The art of negotiation is to say your number. That's
no,
part of
no.
It.
You say the number first and then you say.
25 an hour.
No.
30.
I'm her manager.
What are you? Yeah, I'm talking to her.
No.
You don't even know her number. How are you her manager? All right, anyway.
If I needed one, I'd hire Chris.
All right, look, let's get down to brass tacks here, okay?
All right.
We're sitting here with Erin Fryer. From Basecamp. Basecamp Trenton. Talk to us. Basecamp Trenton. What is that all about?
So Basecamp Trenton is a shared office space in very plain terms, which basically just means that we have a space in downtown Trenton where different businesses, different employees from businesses can come to work together in a shared space.
Mm-hmm.
So that really helps people affordably find office space. And it helps people also network. So that's what we're all about. We're about providing affordable office space where people can not only grow their businesses, but meet other businesses and grow from that.
So now what do you do at Basecamp?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I do a lot of stuff. Wear lots of hats. I vacuum. That's really important. And I clean the toilet. And
wow.
I also put together a complex month-long marketing plans to get new customers.
Oh, so you vacuum, then you clean the toilets, and then you do the marketing.
She likes to get the dirty work done first, and then she goes
dirty
into
work
the...
That's
done,
actually
then...
true. I always clean first before I get down to any of the real work. It's true.
Fascinating. All right. What can Basecamp Trenton offer that just a typical guy with a job?
Well, it depends on the job.
Right.
So let's say, you know, he's a state office worker, for example. If he wants to start a podcast after work, this is a place that we could do that.
Really?
So, you know, if he's got a regular day job, you know, but he wants, you know, to do some sort of a, you know, creative outlet after work, like a podcast, for example, he could come down to Basecamp and he could use our podcast studio, which is managed by New Pod City. So that's something that someone could do. A person who has a regular job could come after work and do a creative thing on the side, which a lot of people do.
Yeah.
We have some photographers. We have graphic designers. We have people who design websites. And most of them do it after hours. You know, so they go to their 9-to-5 job,
right,
and then they come here.
So is the building open 24/7?
It sure is.
Oh, that's awesome. So if you have like a night owl who's like, you know, I'm in my house and I can't sleep and I have this great idea. I'm going to go into my office and I'm going to go work. And it's 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah, definitely. So all of our members have, you know, access to the building 24/7. Yours truly is here during regular business hours.
Whatever that is.
But the space is open 24 hours. So it's awesome for people who have, you know, sort of a side hustle or a creative project that they're working on outside of work, or somebody who's, you know, an artist or somebody who thinks, you know, early in the morning or late at night. It's an open space for that as well.
It sounds like a great idea for someone just starting in business as well. Like let's say they work at home and they need a place to meet a client. Instead of going to Starbucks or, you know, McDonald's or something, they can come to this place, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So the other side of that, so there's sort of two sorts of members that we have here. People who have a side thing, and people who are, on the other side of that, people who are starting out like an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. Or they're trying to start a small business. This is a great place for that because there's a couple of different levels of things that you can do. So the very bottom level is setting up a business address, which is a really cool thing you can do here. You don't even have to work in the office. You can pay a really low monthly rate. You get a business address that you can use to register your LLC, your corporation, or your nonprofit. And that helps you register. And it's particularly cool for contractors, like contracting, general contractors. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of them have really small businesses. They work only in Trenton or around Mercer County. So they don't have a business address. Their address is their house.
Right.
But
right.
To bid on state jobs, you have to have a business address.
Oh, so
this
wow.
is a place we very, could do
very
that.
Cool. Very cool.
And then it kind of builds from there. You know, if you need a meeting room to meet with a client, or you want to meet with someone who might maybe be potentially your partner in business, this is a cool place where it's a professional setting. It's quiet. There's Wi-Fi. You can bring someone into this setting so you look professional, but it costs you $25 an hour instead of having to pay for traditional office space. It's like $1,700, $2,000 a month.
Wow. Yeah.
What if all you need is a mailing address? That's all I need is a mailing address.
100%. That's our COVAX mail call plan.
So they just have their business mail sent here and then they can come and pick it up.
Yeah, or it can be forwarded to your home address.
Oh, wow. They don't even have to come and get it.
True story.
How sweet is that?
Wow. That is great.
But you should come see us because we're pretty cool.
Back in the days when I had a job, I worked in New York City. Well, it was a new company forming, but we worked at a Regus workspace. Mm. Which is like a co-working space.
It was
New York.
A huge building. Was it the whole building?
Huge,
was
yes, the whole building was Regus.
It was mostly empty, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
Still,
it was a big office building.
It was a big office building, and every
Park Avenue.
That's correct.
Yeah,
and every
I remember.
Floor was Regus. Right. I believe they owned the building.
Right.
So. Yeah, they still exist. There's mm-hmm. a lot of them around. Anne Labatt, who's the owner of the business, she opened in 2014 mm-hmm. the doors for co-working in Trenton. And I do know that something I am very excited about, mm-hmm. that there is a co-working space specifically for artists that's in the works on Hanover Street. It's called Hanover Creative. Part of the reason I want to give them airtime is because we often get, there's so many artists in Trenton, hundreds and hundreds of artists who work in Trenton. They need affordable shared studio space,
right.
which Basecamp is not set up for. We are office space only.
Okay.
So we're hoping to share clients back and forth. Hanover Creative and I are going to refer people back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
So we're excited about the growth of co-working in Trenton and the different ways to see that grow for different kinds of clients.
Right.
I feel like the trend is, especially with, I think, millennials. Millennials have been disillusioned by the whole go to college, get a degree, get a good job with benefits, because that's what was drilled into my head when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, go and get a job with the city, get a good city job.
Right.
And yeah. I would walk into those city offices and feel like I never had a city job, but I would just want to like kill myself. Like, I only have to come here to get like a paperwork, and I feel like I want to die.
That time you were almost crying.
I just
when you did that temp job.
Oh well, that wasn't a city job. That was a temp job. But
it was
like
the
whole like that whole thing of like if you get a good job, because in my parents' time, mm-hmm. my mom would get a job and she'd have that job for 30 years, you
right.
know, and then the business would fold and that's how she
right.
left, you know, and then
right.
she'd go to another job and work another 25
right.
years.
Right.
I mean, so those days are over. And I think,
definitely,
you know, the change started to happen in our generation, I think. Right. And then millennials now, they want to look for their own thing. They want to be their own bosses, or they want to work from home.
Yes.
They don't want to do that night. Or they want to have flex time where they don't have to trudge in with the masses and come home with.
Definitely. And it's something you said just then.
Yeah, literally.
It's important. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so people are talking a lot about co-working as a phenomenon. Is for a couple of different groups of people, specifically in Trenton. There are people that are entrepreneurs, like I talked about. There are people that have a side thing, that people that come in late at night. But there's also a couple of folks we have who are what are now called remote workers. Mm-hmm. So that we have a couple of members whose companies are headquartered in Philadelphia or in New York City.
Right.
And they still work for those companies, but they work from home. And actually, while we're on the topic, mm-hmm. working from home. Mm-hmm. I worked from home for a year. It gets really lonely, guys. Mm-hmm. Really lonely. You know, you're by yourself, and after a while, you don't even have the energy to, you know, put on jeans. You know?
Oh, God. All right. Okay, we get the idea.
No, I'm saying, like, you don't have the energy to get out of your pajamas.
Right.
That's what
you're
I'm
saying. You're in sweatpants all day.
You know, you're by yourself. There's no accountability. Sometimes you don't brush your teeth. It gets gross.
Oh,
okay,
man.
It takes a special kind of person to work from home. That's all I'm saying.
I can't do that. I can't stay in pajamas all day.
No, but like she's saying, like, that would be me. I would be, like, wearing the same sweatpants for 4 days. And realize, oh my God, what have I become? But Frank is not like that. Frank is like, all right, I'm going to go to work. And I'm like, well, why are you getting dressed? I'm going to work. But you're just going upstairs. I can't work in my pajamas.
I need pants on.
Yeah. But I see what you're saying for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, exactly. So people who work from home, co-working is a cool thing because those people that work from home, and it's increasing a lot. A lot of companies are having people work from home because it saves them money on office space.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that are, and the numbers are growing and growing, and as there are more and more remote workers, people become a little isolated and they become a little discouraged. People need people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So co-working is an awesome thing that brings those people together, not just in Trenton, but all over the place.
Right. And can I say also, I think co-working in Trenton is especially cool because Trenton is such a small town that
definitely
you come here and you hang out for lunch or for coffee and you're going to meet the same people and you're going to start to build relationships within the city.
Definitely.
Because we all know each other.
Yeah, it's almost already like you're working together.
So even if you don't live in Trenton, but you work here, you're going to be adopted in as part of the Trenton family, and you're going to have this whole group of social outlets that you can now be part of. So, because I do feel like people get isolated. And with all the quote-unquote social media, it's baloney because it's just separating us from each other. So this is a great way to reconnect with live people.
100%. I love the term baloney.
I'm just going to say, you're laughing at the fact that you call the baloney.
Can I just say I like baloney?
I love baloney.
Who doesn't like baloney? Let me tell you, if you don't like baloney, I don't trust you.
I can't tell you when was the last time I had it, but yeah,
baloney.
Really,
I like even saying baloney.
Like it maybe it should be ham. You know, like that's ham.
No.
It's baloney. Baloney. Or it's bollocks.
Yeah, no, I mean, bologna just rolls off the tongue for that expression.
Bologna. Yes, yeah.
But I actually like bologna, so I don't like the association. But
I'm sorry.
Well, you heard phony bologna, you know. I think they say phony bologna because it rhymes. But there are some things that are the phoniest of bolognas you wouldn't even want to get involved with.
So let me ask you, Erin, how did you decide to work in Trenton? How would that come about?
Well, I'll tell you, Trenton chose me. And I say that because I tried really, really, really hard to work in Princeton when I moved here.
Oh, they wouldn't have you.
They wouldn't take me. They saw that annoying thing and they just, you know, they were not into it.
See, Trenton would welcome everybody.
Yeah.
That's
although
true.
Although I think I'm with Princeton on this one.
You know, and I think, manage your own schedule.
Can they not read the sign? Can they not read the sign?
I guess not.
Hang on. Look. 1 minute, I gotta get the sign off the door that says don't knock.
I can't, this never happened before, to my knowledge, anyway.
I love that. A delivery guy knocking on the door and then he goes, oh, sorry.
Because he read the sign after.
Yeah, how about you read the sign? You just proved to me that you're able to read the sign.
It needs a border.
All right, I'll put a border on it. All right, anyway.
So where were we?
Where were we?
I moved here 2 years ago from Boston with my boyfriend, who is a PhD at Princeton. And so I thought, you know, okay, so we're going to live in Princeton and he's going to go there. And so maybe I should try to find a job at the university. I mean, where the heck are there other jobs in New Jersey, right?
So it's all about Princeton. No. Oh,
really? What do you think? Princeton's the only city in Jersey?
You know what's great, though, is before I came to Trenton, I didn't have any preconceived notions about it because I was from Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sort of any preconceived notions that people have about Trenton are usually people from Jersey. You know, they've heard things about Trenton and they come with this attitude about it. And I didn't have any of that. And I put my, you know, resume up on Indeed and applied to like thousands of jobs at Princeton. Didn't hear anything
really
back.
Thousands of jobs.
It must have been at least.
What?
Like 13?
300
jobs? 13? I'm telling you, every day.
Thousands?
Every day for like 3 months when I first moved here. It took me a long time to find a job.
All right, that's 90 jobs.
Long story short. Long story short. Anne Labatt, my femme hero.
She is.
She found me on Indeed. She found me on Indeed, and I got this email, and she says, you know, I have a co-working space in Trenton, and I want you to come here and talk to me about it. And I was like, Trenton. I was like, pulled out the map. Where is that? Okay. It's like a 10-minute drive from Princeton. All right, I'll go check that out. And, of course, then, you know, I had a couple of days before the interview, and my boyfriend is like, hey, I just Googled Trenton. I don't know if you should go there. And I'm like, it's probably fine. So I'm a little skeeved out. You know, I rode the bus here the first day, and I walked around, and I'm like, what are they talking about?
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
It's fine. It's more than fine. Yeah. It's
totally
awesome.
Great.
And so I came in, and I felt really good about it. I felt, you know, like, okay, this seems like a cool place. There's art everywhere without even having to look. Mm-hmm. You know, there's art everywhere.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I loved that. And I loved Anne as soon as I met her. And it just seemed like a good fit. And I'm so glad mm-hmm. that I ended up here instead of Princeton.
We are glad, too. Trenton is glad.
Yeah. Because everybody is your best friend in Trenton, you know?
You go to
Starbucks and you meet somebody who's going to be your pal to have coffee. You're going to meet a lawyer who can help you with your legal issues. You're going to meet people who are cyclists, artists, you know, marketers, just everybody is here.
CPR instructors.
Got a lot of those.
And what's interesting is like, you're actually going to meet them.
Yeah.
So like, it's not like you're online and these people are there and you don't know that they're there and you're never going to see them again. No. You're actually going to meet them. You're going to know their first names. You're going to know that they're lawyers and artists and cyclists.
And you will see them again.
And you'll see them again because we're a little small town here.
You'll definitely see them again. It freaked me out when I first started working here. Every morning I'd see somebody I know. And, you know, you live in Boston or New York. That just doesn't happen.
No,
it doesn't. You just don't see the same people every day.
Even if you work in the same building, you really see people you know.
Yeah. So I think it's made me a nicer person, honestly, because I got to, you know.
Really?
You can't buff somebody off on the street and then you see them the next day and they're like, hey, what the heck?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Like, what was that about?
You're like, you know, if you're in a bad mood in the city, you know, you're walking down the street and somebody's like, hey, and you're like, whatever, you know. Like, I'm just trying to get on my train, trying to get to work, trying to get the door, don't want to talk to you, and you never see that person again.
Right.
You know, in Trenton, that next day, that guy's pouring your coffee and you're like, oh, geez.
Right.
You know?
So Trenton has made us all more courteous.
Yeah, I think so.
And
me, you think?
Yes. And understanding.
I think understanding, yeah.
Yeah. I see. I think when you rub up against people, really, not just on the subway.
Yeah, I was just going to say, really.
That's nasty. But when you like,
doesn't have a subway.
Right? When you bump into people every day, you kind of become more empathetic. Is that the right word?
Definitely.
More compassionate.
Compassionate.
Because you're seeing them, you're talking to them, you're knowing a little bit about their life and somebody you might have thought or had some kind of preconceived notion about or prejudice about. Now you can't because you're actually becoming friendly with this person.
Yeah.
I could say, you know, you bring up Anne Labatt. I had a similar, like you talk about compassion and understanding. Mm-hmm. When I first met Anne, I couldn't stand her. And
I don't know why.
I just didn't like the woman.
I love you, Anne. I swear.
I
love you too, Anne. So we're both.
Right. I love her now.
On your side, Anne.
I love her now.
All right,
Anne.
Now.
I love you, love Anne. This. I love you.
I love okay? you.
So, but you say she's my femme hero. When I think of Anne Labatt, the last thing I'm thinking of is femme.
Because
hero.
You're not a woman.
Yeah, because you're not a girl.
You don't get it. So just.
But why do you have to say femme then?
When because feminine.
But why say that?
Why if not?
Because if she's your hero, she's my hero. She's my femme hero. What does
because
that mean?
She's a woman.
So she's my heroine.
Oh, God. He doesn't get it. Just ignore him.
Well, I mean, you know, heroines just doesn't sound as cool as femme
right,
hero.
I agree.
Doesn't roll off the tongue the same way.
I agree.
You like fembot? You also, like fembot? You like that?
No, we don't like fembot.
Like, okay, so femme hero is to girls what, you know, I don't know, like Chuck Norris is to guys.
What?
I love the reference.
Oh my god!
Not Iron Man, not yeah, Batman.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. Well, you know what? At least he's a real person.
Excuse me.
What?
Listen,
Batman is not a real person.
I don't
want
to have to school you guys on
oh,
superheroes.
Please. And Iron Man is not real. But Chuck Norris is a real person.
The science of it is very real.
He's a man hero.
Who is?
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is Chuck Norris. Anne Labatt is a femme hero.
Okay.
All right, let's get things straight here.
Okay.
You hear that, Anne? Stay in your lane. All right, back to Base Camp Trenton.
All right.
So when we first met, that was a little weird when we first met, because Anne introduced, I had just done an interview with Anne, mm-hmm. who was on the one of the earlier shows, and that day she introduces me to Erin,
mm-hmm.
and Erin looked a little like out of her league, or like a little like
little
very
did you
nervous.
Know.
Little did I know she would become the bane of my existence.
See, she comes across like, "Hi, I'm the girl from yeah, you yeah. know."
Yeah, and then she sticks a knife in your neck.
And I just got off the bus from
from where? Go ahead, finish this picture. She's painting right now.
From like Kansas City.
Little Bella influence there.
And like you go, oh look at her, how yeah. cute is she?
A little bumpkin.
And then wham bam,
she sticks a fork in your eye.
She's a powerhouse,
right?
Yeah, I guess I'm actually pretty aggressive down, not yeah. that far down. but you know, I have years and years and years of experience of the customer service voice.
Oh
yeah, you have yes. that.
You know, I was a waitress for 6 years.
Wow.
And you know, you sort of develop the second language, you know, and in the second tone that you have, you know, you come to the table and you're like, well, howdy, y'all. How you doing?
Howdy.
You know, and you're like, what can I do to help you? Oh, that's that is a tough issue. Let me help you. You know,
a little bit
and
of a twang in there.
I gotta develop that voice. But, mm-hmm. you know, you're not that far underneath. I'm kind of kind of crazy.
Now, did you grow up in Boston? No.
No, I'm from Indiana.
That's what
originally.
I'm thinking. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
see,
you look like,
I was
you
right.
You look like one of them. All right. No, that's
I
fine.
Look like one?
She's like Dorothy. She got off the bus.
Off the house.
Off the bus in Boston with a little glittery slippers.
Well,
click,
Trenton,
click.
Trenton is about as colorful as Oz. So.
Yeah, there yes. you go.
Yes. All right, so we're completely been derailed. I have no idea where we are.
We're just having a conversation.
You know what threw me off is the whole femme thing, the femme hero.
Oh, you don't have
but
to get thrown
like,
off. We're having
you don't
a conversation.
Like fembots.
But so, all right, so we'll talk back about base camp.
Well, wait, I had another question. Oh, so okay. What do you like most about working with New Pod City, which is my company?
You, Frank.
I had not prepared an answer for that question.
You can't tell me what you like most about it?
She knows what she likes least about.
Right, why don't we start there? Let's start there. What don't you like, Erin? All right, this is going to be like, this is like truth or dare right now. So what don't you like about New Pod City? Tell me.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Not a lot.
But she doesn't like not a lot.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good starting point. So there's something you don't like. What is it? Tell me. I want to fix it.
I don't like that the recording sign on the door doesn't have a border.
Because people just knock, and it says, please do not knock.
And they're
knock
like, ah, shucks, it came out at me.
Shucks.
They see it after they knock, and then they go, oop. Yeah.
If that's the only thing you don't like, I think I got the
You're
I got
doing
the
good, Frank.
My hand.
You're doing
yeah.
really
you
good.
You know,
thank you.
The best thing, my favorite thing about working with New Pod City is there are so many people in Trenton that are creatively inspired, mm-hmm. and they all have really interesting stories. Trenton and New Jersey as a whole... but especially Trenton, I think attracts sort of travelers. You know, there's almost no one is from New Jersey. I mean, I guess some people are. Not a lot. I'm just saying there are a lot of people that are not from Trenton, or they're not from Jersey. They're from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I think that New Pod City is a great company because it gives people the opportunity to tell those stories of places from all over the world, from all different backgrounds, from, you know, people of all different races, ages, nationalities. And it's cool. We're so diverse here in Trenton, and Trenton Waves and New Pod City provide a platform for those people to tell their stories.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that at all.
I agree. Sheesh.
Well, you just hit one of Chris's hot buttons about
I love having stories to tell. I love people's stories. Yeah. Again, hearkening back to what I said about getting to know people, I think when we get to know each other and know our stories, we can be so much more compassionate towards each other and kinder to each other when we know that we have similar issues that we're dealing with. Even if our cultures are different, or our ethnicities are different, or our religions are different, we still have a common ground, and we all make our way through this life in different ways. And those are the stories yeah. that I want to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Ben, your boyfriend? Are you marrying this guy or what?
Ah, wow. On the spot.
We asked the hard-hitting question.
Sure. Set a date.
Oh, really?
You set a date?
No, I'm telling him as he's listening this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ben, set a date.
Set a date.
Okay, hey, Ben.
Yeah, so I met Ben a long time ago, way back when I lived in Indiana.
A long time.
Oh,
long.
Wow, you know him from Indiana.
Yeah, I met him when I was 16 years old. I'm 27 for reference.
Just so you know, wow. It's a long time, not a long time.
She said long time.
Long time?
Sounded like you said, I met him a long time ago.
It's really funny because he's Chinese.
Yes, well... Ben, wow. You, wow. You're the one being controversial now.
I'm always controversial. It's my favorite way to be. Anyway, long story short, I met
Ben a
long
time ago.
I met Ben in marching band. I was a trumpet player.
Oh, God.
And he played the synth, which for people is the electronic piano.
Oh, I thought it was a triangle. I thought it was a fancy word for triangle.
No, he's a piano player by training, but in marching band, they don't use real pianos. They use those electric pianos.
Of course. He's rolling a piano down the street. Let me tell you, you are so marching band. You are so marching band.
Does that
band.
Explain a lot?
It's not even funny. Chris has lost it. What have you got left? She's lost it. This huge piano rolling down the street. Oh, my God.
It's actually quite
what about when you get to a hill?
No, but I'm picturing a real piano.
It's a real pain to push up a hill.
My
I've done
God,
it.
You need like six guys behind Ben. Is he on a chair? Or is he walking playing the piano?
You guys have completely lost it.
And is that hood
I'm
up?
Crying right now.
There's no hood on a stick.
It's a grand piano.
It's a keyboard. It's a keyboard.
It's a Steinway.
I'm crying.
And Ben, if you met Ben, he's the quietest thing.
Oh, goodness me. I'm sweating. Oh, my goodness.
This is the best a recording could possibly go.
Oh, my God.
Imagine
I keep
and for some reason they were all in black.
I keep
they're the one who pushed the piano.
Because then you don't see
him. Yeah, you don't see him.
No, but I keep
like Lion
having
King.
This visual of it. Oh my God.
And Ben's just playing along like a trooper, man. He's just gonna play that piano.
Oh.
All right.
Down here. It got really odd, didn't it?
Oh, and you were nervous. Let me tell you, this is the first time we've lost it like this. Of course, you're the guest.
Oh, my goodness.
That would have to happen.
This is the annoying thing coming in.
Okay, so you met in marching band.
Marching band.
Right.
Yeah. Did you guys go to the same college?
No, we did not. He went to the Big H, the Big H college. He went to Harvard.
Oh. I'm like, the Big H? I'm thinking 4-H.
Hey, I was in 4-H.
Oh,
of course you were. Of course you were.
So where did you go to college?
I went to Suffolk University, which is a private school in Boston.
Oh, okay.
I went to New York.
So you both were in college in Boston. So yes. You were together at that point.
Yeah, yeah. I moved there to be with him. And then I moved here to be with him.
Now, what's his degree? What's his field?
He is studying 18th century English literature.
Whoa.
Gosh.
Ooh. And his undergraduate degree is in economics. So okay. He is wow. Melding the two of those things together.
How?
That's the thing.
We need to have him on the show.
I'm not trying to be offensive or insulting. I don't understand. Is there like a big demand for that? Or like, how do you make something like that happen?
There's definitely not a demand for it. there's way too much supply. In fact, if we're pulling out our economic education, there's tons of people who have, well, tons. There's a lot of people who have PhDs in English or pursuing a PhD in English. And they're all competing for the same small amount of professorships across the country. But he's pretty darn smart, so I think he'll get one.
So how could he meld economics with English literature?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're listening, I'm going to butcher this, Ben. He's studying economic trends and themes in fiction writing in the 18th century British literature.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me an example. Explain this
to me. Oh, God. Are you going to ask me to give an example?
Well, you said you can see it.
I can see it because I can understand like literature from the past and then tracing the economics within that literature, meaning what jobs did people have in stories, right? And what,
yes,
you know,
sort of.
What was it agricultural? Was it industrial? Was it,
we got to have Ben on the show.
He would explain it a lot better. But for example, he's applying economic theories to understanding literature. So for example, in Jane Austen, if any of you read Jane Austen, almost all the characters are considering marriage proposals in a lot of the different books.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He talks a little bit about in his research about the marriage market and how people value and devalue different marriage partners. So there's sort of this idea of, sort of market valuation as an economic theory or economic idea. And he's applying those sorts of things to the plots of the story.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So it's a new way to understand the literature that we understand in for many, many centuries. It's a new look on that.
I would listen to that alone if he did a podcast about like specifically Jane Austen and how... Like, you know, like Matt, listen.
What? I didn't say a word.
She was a femme. I almost said fembot.
She was a fembot? Jane Austen was a fembot?
She was a femme hero.
I would watch that. I would watch her as a fembot in Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, well, the fembots. There's a bunch of fembots in that movie.
And it's a book, Frank. It's a book.
Watch it on PBS. What did I see on PBS?
We're not sure.
Oh, my God.
I saw something on PBS.
A minute. Just, she's a femme hero because for her time,
she's a heroine.
Because she was unmarried all her life.
True.
And she wrote and made a living writing. And for that period, women just didn't do that. Women had to make a good marriage.
Right.
Because if they didn't, and they didn't have an inheritance, they were pretty much had... the choice of being a prostitute or a prostitute.
Like, or a wife.
Right. Well, if they didn't get married or their husband passed away and they were left and they had kids. You know what I'm saying? So marriage was a big economic
very attractive
drive.
Gross.
Shut up, Aaron. Talking to my wife. I can say it to my wife.
Yeah. But marriage
attracted to you right now. You're talking to me and you're very passionate. And it's very attractive.
Because I think that's such an interesting subject. And the fact that I know a little bit about Jane Austen.
I know a little bit from...
From me, because you know I
would... I'm not going to read that.
Read or watch, anyway.
I actually, you know, Jane Austen is very snarky, which I think seems like right up your alley.
Yes, she is.
Say my wife is snarky?
No, you.
No, your alley.
Oh, my alley. Oh.
Not snarky.
Frank's alley is snarky, just so we're all clear.
You remind me of Kate McKinnon so much.
Who's that?
From SNL.
You know, I remember he told me that before, and I thought that was a really great compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, why is that a compliment?
No, I wasn't trying to insult you. I'm just saying something.
Which one is she?
She's the one who did the Hillary impersonation.
Oh, okay.
You know, but she's funny. She's
hilarious.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hilarious.
All right. What else
anyway, we got off subject again.
We got really far off. Yeah.
Jane Austen.
So that's what brought you to Trenton. Ta-da!
Yeah, Jane Austen brought her to
Wrapped
Trenton.
Wrapped it all the and way Ben. Around.
And Ben, who she knows a very long time. So are you marrying this guy? Did he propose?
He's still in school, right? Yes.
He's still in school.
Okay. Still in school.
How no, old is he? No, he did not propose, but that's okay.
You hear that, Benjamin?
They've been together so long, they know.
What does that mean, they know?
They know this is it. This is
this
who
is
I'm
another one
be
of
with.
Those things. Like, yeah. Oh, she has a number. We're not going to know. She has a date. We don't know what it is. Are you going to be moving to Trenton, do you think?
Probably not. It's just better for us to live in Princeton. Okay. It's a lot closer for him. As much as I love Trenton, and I do, I think there's a couple of key things that are missing right now from the city. And investors, if you're listening, we need you. We need a great grocery store. We need more retail downtown. And this is an awesome place to invest. It's right between New York City and Philadelphia. It's on the train. Mm. There's a lot of interesting people here ready to spend money on your businesses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're here. Come get us.
Yes. Yeah,
we're here for you.
Yeah, we don't want to bring our money to Princeton. I mean, I don't want to bring my money to Princeton.
I don't. What are you going to get in Princeton? Pancakes?
I know what you're talking about. Exactly. I don't get it. But anyway. And to be honest, we haven't been to Philly in a really long time.
It has been a while.
Because we have been spending our entertainment money here in Trenton. Yeah, our, you know, should. Where we go for a cocktail or
Candlelight Lounge. Or
music or art or food. We've been staying closer to home.
We might go to Astronomy on Tap tonight.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's called? So cool.
Astronomy.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I've been there once. I learned a lot that I
really?
Completely forgot.
You actually learned stuff about astronomy?
Yeah, totally.
Astronomy?
What did I just say?
You just said astronomy.
Well, as long as we're, okay, if we're going to give some kudos to Princeton, because it's from the Princeton Astronomy School hosts Astronomy on Tap. So people from the astronomy department come and talk at Trenton
Social.
Oh, that's
so cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Listen, we love Princeton. It's a great little town.
It's all right.
But it's got a whole different vibe than Trenton.
Totally.
Yeah, and we're much more.
It's a college town. It's a university town. It's cute. It's fun. Definitely visit it. Patronize the different places there. But come to Trenton, too, because we're much grittier, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're hipper.
We're cooler.
We're totally cooler.
We're so cool.
No offense, Prince, but we are much cooler.
So much more hip.
Yeah. Anyway.
What else did you want to talk about?
So what
about?
Else is going on?
Anything
Any
else?
Events coming up?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. We have our December 1st Friday show. So that's on Friday, December 6th, which is the first Friday for all of you looking at the calendar. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. at Base Camp Trenton. This is our second annual Home for the Holidays art exhibition, which is super fun. We always do first Friday shows from May to October every year. And the Home for the Holidays show features artwork from every single first Friday that we had at Base Camp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Home for
like
the Holidays.
Whole...
I like that. So is it going to have a whole holiday theme going?
Yes, mostly with the holiday theme of buying your friends and family local, awesome art presents.
Love that.
You going to decorate?
Sure.
Lights?
Lights, cameras, action.
I love lights. Christmas lights.
She loves lights.
I do.
Me too.
I love them.
Are you a good decorator? You think you have a knack for that?
No.
I don't think you do. Because let me tell you why.
Thanks, Frank.
I'm saying I don't think she does.
I know.
I know you do. No, because here's the reason.
Curate the art shows. I'm just saying.
No, you curate them. You don't decorate them.
I mean, I pick the artists and put them together and hang the pieces.
I think you do a really good job with that.
Hey, thanks, Christina. Hey,
look, you do a great job. I'm just saying, as far as decorating, I don't think you have a knack for that.
How would you know? Fine. You don't even
Yeah,
see...
I know. I do know. I see what she
you
does
know
down here.
No,
she sticks a
no.
dead plant in the bathroom.
It's not dead. It's beautiful, unless you killed it.
And I don't think I killed it.
She put the painting up in there, too, which I thought was a very nice touch.
Actually, see how much she loves you?
To say something complimentary,
go ahead.
Natalie commented on the bathroom. Like, how many people comment on
she
the
did?
Bathroom? Yeah, she goes, "Oh, this is a lovely bathroom.
Score.
Oh, your bathroom is so pretty." I'm like, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Aaron Fryan decorating skills.
Christina furnished it.
With a white table. That's
the,
all I did.
The table's important.
It is important.
It holds the toilet paper.
It's level. Well.
And you know that's important.
Well, you're already juggling it while you're doing your business.
Oh, stop.
That is an idea. Forget Instagram.
Juggling.
How do you take the picture? You have somebody else in there.
That's right up there with a grand piano rolling down the street.
This is going downhill. It's going down the drain.
They were just on the show, Vince and Natalie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One up, one down. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, one up, one down. We hear a rumor that they're going to be in... Abdul's old space, and we're all very excited.
It's not a rumor.
It's not a rumor. It's
750 Cass Street.
They are there. They're in.
Don't you leave me listen to the show?
You were listening behind the door.
Yeah, you were. That was creepy.
Yeah, I do that.
Oh, by the way, I was listening behind the door. What are you doing back there?
I knew
the
I shouldn't have. I knew I shouldn't have disclosed
that. It's weird. It's just
I'm a weirdo.
Is that what they do in Indiana?
You guys understand this is why I can't be an office manager, why I have to be an author, because I'm a weirdo.
Aww.
Okay.
You really are.
Anyway.
What else is going on?
Moving on.
So, yeah, so moving on. Just to briefly go back to what you said about our October First Friday show featured the Prindeville Moore Gallery. It's a sort of a traveling gallery. They don't have a gallery space, but they're a group of artists called Prindeville Moore. Check them out. Mm-hmm. They're a group of about, I think, like 6 to 12 people. We had the work of 6 people here at Basecamp in October. Awesome artwork. Awesome people. Check it out.
I loved it. It was so good. All right. Is there anything else we need to discuss?
Hey, I have a question.
Sure.
How does Basecamp Trenton support nonprofits? Or do you?
We definitely do. As a lot of you know, Trenton and the Mercer County area are home to hundreds of nonprofits doing a lot of really important work in Trenton. Basecamp wants to support those folks. So all nonprofits have a 20% discount of Basecamp's memberships. So 20% off memberships at Basecamp if you're a nonprofit. This is an awesome thing, not only for nonprofits that need office space. So if you want, you could come in and you could work a couple of days a week. You could bring your staff here and you could work out of our shared office space. Another thing is there's so many people trying to get nonprofits off the ground in Trenton. You know, they've got an idea. They want to give back to their community, mm-hmm. and they need some space to make a good impression. So, you know, if you're getting together board members for your nonprofit, mm-hmm. our conference rooms are booked out by the hour. You get 20% off of those if you're a nonprofit. So it's $20 an hour.
That's an awesome deal. Crazy.
Yeah. So you spend $20 and you can bring in a couple of board members, talk to them about the mission of your nonprofit, why it's important, why they should be on board with you. And it's just a cool place. You know, it's a professional office space that you can have access to without the cost of renting, you know, traditional office. It's, you know, up to $2,000 a month. So this really helps nonprofits get established, makes them look professional, all at an affordable cost. So that's something that we're really dedicated to here at Basecamp. We have a number of nonprofits that work in the building. There are folks from the Institute for Social Justice, which is based out of Newark, but their folks come here to work when they're in Trenton. We have the Tri-State Transportation Campaign, which is dedicated to creating more public transit and more bike paths throughout the tri-state area. And we have a couple of other folks here in Trenton that are sort of homegrown. So there's the Urban Mental Health Alliance, which does really important mental health work with youth here in Trenton. So there's just a couple of people. You know, if you're a nonprofit, you get awesome office space, a discount, and you get to bump elbows with those people and more.
Also, you have when you do your First Fridays, you have kind of an opportunity for people to meet the other participants in the office space. So you can actually network, too, while you're enjoying the artwork, correct?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So a big thing with co-working, one of the number one tenets of co-working is networking. So you get to, whether you come to an event here, which is like an art show, or you come to a podcast talk, or you come regularly during the day, you're going to bump elbows with people from all different kinds of backgrounds, have all different kinds of jobs, and you get an opportunity to make connections with them. You know, we have a couple of people who started out at Basecamp recording podcasts in our conference room, and I introduced them to New Pod City, and now they have podcasts with New Pod City. Mm-hmm. And that's just one of many stories at Basecamp where people met each other and something grew out of that. So it's a really cool space for that.
Yeah, very, very cool.
If I drive in, mm-hmm. I don't bike in or take public transportation, is there anywhere I can park?
Definitely, yeah. We have a private parking lot in the back of Basecamp. So you have to come in through the back alley, Everett Alley, which you might know from Artwork's address. Be careful, though. There's a New Pod City lime green parking spot that's only for Frank.
That's right.
Don't park there or you'll get the eyebrows.
Removed.
You'll get the big eyebrow. You don't want that.
But otherwise, if there's a spot open, it's all yours.
And you have bicycle parking too, right? Do you have a bicycle?
We do have a bar that can be hooked up for a bike.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Well, Aaron.
Frank.
Where can people... You don't have to say my name. I'm just addressing you. I know my name. You don't have to do that. Where can people come and see Basecamp? Where can they hear about Basecamp? Where can they view Basecamp? Where can they follow Basecamp? Where can they come online to see all things Basecamp?
So there are a couple of places people can find us. Go to our website, www.basecamptrenton.com. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So wherever you know, tweet or Insta, check us out there. Follow our hashtag Today in Trenton, which is a hashtag that follows daily events happening in Trenton. So if you're like, you ever hear somebody say, nothing happens in Trenton, it's not true. Follow our hashtag. You'll find out what happens. There's art shows. There's history talks. There's all kinds of stuff. Check it out, Today in Trenton. You don't even have to do research. Just follow us on Instagram. You can also find us. Come by and knock on the door. We're friendly people. We've got coffee. We're happy to sit down and have a chat with you about what you do and who you are. Our address is 247 East Front Street in Trenton, New Jersey. If you go to the back door, you could meet New Pod City and hear all about podcasting in our full-service podcast studio. Make sure you check and see if the recording sign is on the door or Frank will yell at you.
Right. I will yell at you.
If someone came to talk to you, could they get a tour?
Absolutely. So we always do off-the-street tours. If somebody knocks on the door and they want to see a tour, we always drop what we're doing. We always show them the conference rooms. We show them the coffee lounge. We show them all the chairs that you can sit in when you're here.
Can they get a tour of the studio?
They sure can. Depending on whether Frank's here or not, you might learn a little bit more about the studio. But he's got a business card. But he's usually here. Our phone number is 609-392-0203.
So this is my final question. As you imagine Trenton, what would be your dream Trenton?
It's an excellent question, and I love hearing people's answers on the podcast.
I know, it's interesting.
I'm going to try to say something as cool as everybody else. My dream Trenton is Trenton. I hate it when people say bring Trenton up or bring Trenton back. We're cool the way we are, guys.
I like it, yeah.
You know, I think this is an awesome town full of people from all over the world, from all different backgrounds. And it's so chock full of creativity and inspiration and art. And it's been a real inspiration to me. I came 2 years ago totally devoid of inspiration after I lived in Boston for 5 years. And I'm a writer. I write fiction. And coming to Trenton has really opened my eyes up to a lot of new creative avenues. And that is in no small part due to the community that already exists here, that is already here, already making art, already making an impact, and already making relationships. So my dream Trenton is Trenton.
Oh, I love that answer.
Wow, I got to say.
Thank you so much for saying that.
That was probably the most prolific answer we've heard yet to that question. Like,
cool.
Trenton's cool. What are you talking about, my dream Trenton? It is.
Well, I think people who have been here a while remember what you say, the good old days. And then they saw maybe the downturn. So I think they're... That's where that comes from. But when you're a newbie,
oh yeah, right.
It's like, this is so cool. I love it.
Exactly.
So, because you didn't see the before or the intermediate, so it's you're looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, and I think people have, you know, these misconceptions. They think that poverty is bad, and it is bad. You know, but every place has its evils, right?
Yes.
Even in a place that's rich and wealthy and well nourished and taken care of, and all the streets are well cared for and the potholes are filled, you know, there's still evils there, and there's good and bad everywhere you go.
Absolutely.
And in Trenton, there's so much good already here.
Right.
And I, as much as it's great to grow the community and continue to uplift the community, we also have to take a step back and realize that we've got a lot here already.
Yes. Yes. I agree. That's great.
Cool, folks. Well, that was Erin Fryer. We hope you loved her.
We do.
If you didn't, write in, let us know.
Love to see those.
You probably would. Until next week, this has been Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
Sasso's out. You got to join. You got to say
I'm
with
not
us.
Sasso.
No, know, you say it with us.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The guests say it with us
okay,
now.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Sorry.
Is it, wait, hold on. Is it, is it
two
Sasso's
words.
Out?
Yes.
Or
yeah, like okay, meaning right. More than one
all right,
sasso.
All right, got it.
I'm still thinking about Ben running down the street with Steinway.